Welcome to You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Frederick and the Four States Automotive Advice Program that is informative and entertaining with your host, Dave Serio, and your phone calls at 443-847-TALK. And now, You Ought to Know.
Oh, thank you, Frank, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show, You Ought to Know, Saturday mornings 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Pleasure to be with you, live broadcast the 21st of January, and with me, I have my bud. That is Mike Lambert. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
Well, good. Glad to hear that, sir. Good to have you here. Mike has retired to Western Pennsylvania, but still stays very active in the detail business, talking to folks in the business, still learning every day. And it's a very informative business. It really does. It is moving along faster than detailing has ever done.
Oh, yeah. It just it seems like every time I'm following the people that I follow, or I'm looking at a different company, something's changed, or they come out with something new. So
it is impossible to keep up with, that's for sure.
Yeah. It's just like the car business. Now we have the not a Corvette being electric, being a hybrid. So now we have a not a Corvette hybrid.
Right. It's amazing. So. It really is.
Yeah.
And that looks like a pretty impressive vehicle. My only concern is, are they going to have everything right? Okay, and that's always concerning when you're mixing hybrid with electric with gasoline. That's gonna be interesting. Powerful little sucker though, 2.5 seconds for 0 to 60. That'll even part my hair.
Oh yeah, that I'm impressed with the statistics. I think it's funny. I watched a video on it on YouTube from the general manager of General Motors, and he said it was keeping the heritage of the originals and moving forward in technology. Well, if you kept the heritage to the originals, it'd still have a front motor. So
true.
But I will tell you, I worked on a couple of the new ones and I was really impressed with it. I don't think it's a Corvette, but I was impressed with the car.
Yeah, I like them. I like the mid-engine. As you know, I've had a number of mid-engine cars. My wife still have the Pantera, which is mid-engine. Yep. And if you really think about it, the Viper is also a mid-engine, only in the fact that the engine sits behind the front axle. So even though it's still in front of the driver, it sits behind the front axle. Technically, legally, you could call that a mid-engine car, but it's not what we consider to be mid-engine because the engine's behind you. But it's some interesting stuff. It really is. And we'll see what happens.
Well, they're going the way of the McLaren P1 and the LaFerrari and the 918.
Yep.
You know, they're coming out with a real high performance car that's a hybrid, which is the way most of them are going. So I don't blame them for that. I still don't think that the Mustang is electric, and I don't think that the Corvette's a mid-engine car.
You're an old guy. So, yeah, I know.
I am. You know? I am.
Yeah.
I
am. Get off of my porch.
That's right. Get off my grass.
Hey. We also want to talk about the thing of DIY detail. That's really nice.
Yes, please.
DIY detail, one of our sponsors of our Baltimore show, and we have no problem mentioning it here, of course. These guys are really great. They first of all, they've changed the way that I take care of my cars.
Yes, you take care of your cars now. So.
And I didn't before. You're absolutely right. But, they really have changed the way that I take care of my cars. They have this rinseless wash product that is 1 ounce of product with 2 gallons of water. And I use my mitt. Okay, I have one of those really nice mitts. I use the mitt to go over my car with this product. And the 2010 Challenger, I'm having some parts issue, you may have heard, on my 2013 Viper.
Yep.
So I have right now the Challenger has been sitting outside for like the last 3 weeks. Well, it's outside in Florida. It's not outside in
America. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's been sitting outside for the last 3 weeks. And that car sitting outside for 3 weeks, I went out there with that rinseless wash. And within 30 minutes, I had the car all done as far as the exterior. And it was easy as can be. 1 ounce of the material with 2 gallons of water. Going over
Beat that.
Yeah, going over with the mitt and then a nice drying towel, which I bought from DIY Detail, and I'm in heaven. It's great.
Yeah, it's the new way of doing things.
Right. The announcement is the DIY Detail has given all of our listeners on FMD and also our listeners in Baltimore a code to put in to get 10% off. So if you go to DIYDetail.com and you put in YAK10, you auto know, YAK10, you'll get 10% off on everything on the website.
Yep.
So good stuff.
Yeah, and that 10% probably give you enough left over to buy something else because their prices are so reasonable.
Yeah, they are good. They really are. I was very impressed with the products and very impressed with the cost. It really was a nice deal. So I just wanted to let you know that. What are we talking about today, mister?
We're going to talk about how to really get your carpets and your carpeted mats clean with an easier way.
All right. And we did that on our Baltimore show, and you came up with some really good ideas. I mean, folks, I don't like vacuuming interiors is enough for me. Okay.
Yeah. But
as you mentioned, which I know you're going to mention again, in certain areas of the country, we have a lot of sand, which we do have down here in Florida. And sand is miserable to get out of carpet.
Yes, it is.
But you've got a good way of doing it, so I'm impressed to go hear that. All right, well, you do me a favor. You hang in there.
Sure.
Okay. And you tell me, we're going to give you, going to go through a break. And when we come back, that's what we're going to find out of how to get that stuff clean, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. I've got Mike Lambert with me. I'm Dave Sirio. The show's called You Ought to Know. It's Saturday mornings, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Be back with your phone calls and a whole lot more in just a few moments.
Imagine selling your car next week and saying to the buyer, hey, don't worry, because the engine is covered against failure for life. It's called the Lifetime Protection Plan for the Engine from BG Products. Now imagine having this huge benefit free with your next oil service when you remember these two letters, BG.
BG.
BGMOA is available at over 17,000 shops nationwide. Find yours at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
BG. BG.
You depend on your car for driving to work, shopping, and carpooling with the kids. So if your car's engine, transmission, or differential gives out, you need to call your auto repair techs to have a remanufactured Jasper product installed. They're built to be better than new, and they'll add years of life to your vehicle. And Jasper engines, transmissions, and differentials power winning cars in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, and they'll make you a winner in your race of everyday life. For the nearest Jasper installer, visit jasperengines.com.
An app.
Headed all the way down the road and back, and don't want to miss local news and any free talk? Listen on the WFMD app. Working at home and miss listening to us on your commute? Listen on the WFMD app. It sounds great, has lots of features, and it's free. Download it at the Google Play or Apple Store or at WFMD.com.
A service of Frederick Air.
Dynamic Automotive is an industry leader in automotive repair. Since 1995, Dynamic Automotive has established a coveted reputation as an honest, responsible, and competitive automotive repair shop. Whether it's the installation of BG products, Jasper engines, or help with the maintenance of your vehicle, find them at dynamicautomotive.net or call 301-694-6250. Dynamic Automotive, where customers become friends and a preferred repair facility of You Ought to Know.
Visit any one of Dynamic Automotive's five locations in Liberty Town, Frederick, Newmarket, Emmitsburg, and Urbana.
Spruce up your home with fresh new looks from Ashley. Save big on trending styles for every room of your home. From sofas and sectionals to bedroom sets and accessories, you'll find everything you need to brighten up your home this new year. Plus, get special financing for 12 months. Going on now, only at America's number one furniture and mattress store. Hurry into your local Ashley store to shop and save today. Ashley. See store or ashley.com for details.
Feels good to be home.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
BG. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
News that affects you. When news breaks, we're on it. We're Mid-Maryland's Radio News Center. Around the clock. News Radio 930, WFMD, and WFMD.com.
Used rental cars. And I have driven some bad vehicles in my life. I have never been so desperate for an automobile. I wanted a used rental car. Because you know what people do to rental cars. My mother will not drive 55 miles an hour. You put her in a rental car, she's doing donuts in the grocery store parking lot. Buying a used rental car is kind of like going to a house of ill repute looking for a wife. Anything that's been driven that hard by that many people, you really don't want to put your key in it. Well, there's no incentive to take care of a rental car, because if you pay the extra insurance, you can total that rental car and they'll bring you another one. And I recommend always get the additional insurance. They're like, Mr. Foxworthy, would you like the additional coverage? I'm like, yes, I would. Because you got a Ford Fiesta that's about to see more airtime than a skateboard at the X Games.
The classic comedy from Jeff Foxworthy here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Once again, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. You ought to know. I'm Dave Serio, and with me, Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. Oh, I just did it. Used to be from the Shine Shop. Mike is now retired in Western Pennsylvania. Once again, good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
I'm just so used to saying that for years and years, you know?
That's okay. That's okay.
Yep. And have you missed it?
I missed some of the customers.
I'm sure.
But I don't miss the seriously hard work.
I agree with you. Well,
to be honest with you.
I don't know if you want to call what I did seriously hard work, because yeah. I didn't do the physical part like you did. But
that's okay.
Being up at 5 o'clock in the morning, making your way to work, get there by 6:30.
Yep.
Listening to everyone, even though I had great customers, but it is not a fun business, auto repair.
No.
People are not happy to be there, and they, you know, are whining and complaining about things that are going on in their car. It's not fun. But I had a great, great customer base. I really did.
Yeah.
So it made it a whole lot easier. But you got to deal with the employees. You got to deal with the parts problems.
Yep.
You got to deal with all the issues. So I don't miss that, but I do miss the customers.
It is. It's when I was in the fire department, I was the district supervisor, and I did a lot of physical work, you know, with the patients.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I worked as a shift commander, it was mentally exhausting because of all the making sure people were here and there and where they're supposed to be. And I think I went home more tired when I was working as the shift commander in the office than I did when I was out in the street.
Oh yeah, I would agree. The pressure is unreal, and of course, everywhere you turn, problems. You know,
everybody's got something wrong.
I mean, I used to do the old broken chicken neck when the phone rang, you know,
yep.
Your head just goes, drops down.
Yep, exactly.
All
so
right.
Anyway.
Okay, let's talk about the interior of the car and carpeting.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we've talked about in the past about vacuuming, and to get more dirt out of it, you could take your carpet brush and brush the carpet as you're vacuuming. So I'm going to teach you how to work a little smarter and not harder.
Okay.
So you want to do a general vacuuming first, get all the loose stuff up that you see. And then if you have an air compressor, you can use an air nozzle, which just, you know, shoots the air out. And as you're vacuuming, you can take the air nozzle and direct it into the carpet towards the vacuum. And that will bring up any of the loose dirt that's stuck down in the carpet. There is a nozzle called a Tornador, T-O-R-N-A-D-O-R, and you can find them on the internet. And that has the very end of it, instead of just spraying out the air in a straight line, it has the nozzle that spins in a circle, and that helps fluff everything up.
And this, so, again, is if you have
An air compressor.
Air compressor at your house, yes. Okay.
Right.
And a lot of people do. They have those small ones out there that you buy at the parts stores like Salvo.
And that's that's plenty. I have a small one that I use for the same thing.
Right.
But the easiest way, and this works remarkably well, is if you have a palm sander, and you can buy those very inexpensively. You don't need a big, fancy one. Mm-hmm. You can take a palm sander, no sandpaper, and after you vacuumed your first time, put the palm sander on the carpet and just put it on the floor flat, turn it on, and that will vibrate the whole floor of the car, and that will bring up anything that's stuck in the carpet. Neat. And it works remarkably well for sand and small debris, and remarkably well on the carpets that are more like felt than a carpet like in your house.
Right.
Like the Volkswagens and a lot of the Asian cars and some of the Korean cars have a carpet that's more like a felt than what you would think of carpet. It works remarkably well on that, and
great,
it's easy, very easy to do, very inexpensive, and I think you'll be happy.
Very good. Well, thank you, sir. That's it is helpful because, again, as we mentioned down here in Florida, sand is a problem. But even if you live on the Eastern Shore, you're going to have that issue too.
Absolutely.
So, yep.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And the salt and things like that, it'll help break that up and bring it up to the top.
Yeah, and as we talk now, I mean, you don't even have to have salt if a storm comes through. Just the forecast of a storm, and you've got that pre-treating out there.
If it's going to snow in March, they're putting it down now.
Yeah, I don't miss that at all. I don't. I'm telling you, I really don't. It got chilly down here on Christmas Day. It got in the 20s. And, it gave me a little bit of feeling of what I used to feel down there. But still, the no threat of snow, plus also, it's a different feeling. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
And,
of course, it only
lasts for a day or two, and then it's back up to fairly normal temperatures here. So,
good for you.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. It's always my pleasure. I appreciate it.
And what happened to our Ravens, huh? With what we had, they played a good game.
Oh, no, I Huntley.
Yes.
I say nothing bad about him. That he brought us to where we had a chance to win the game.
Yep.
Until he didn't do the play right.
Yeah, but you know what? He shouldn't have been given the ball. Okay.
No.
We have two running backs that do an excellent job. They were running all over. That's who you give the ball to in a situation like that. You don't give it to a guy reaching his hands out over the line.
So, no.
That's why Greg Roman is no longer with us.
And Harbaugh said today, he said he had 1,000 pounds of meat behind him to push him through, and he should have went down and not up.
Ricard goes first, and everybody follows.
Yep.
Thank you, buddy.
So we'll see.
Give out your phone number so people can call you during the week, during business hours for information.
Yeah, it's 410-487-3980.
And if you need to get walked through that DIYdetail.com, you'll be more than happy to
call me.
Yeah.
Yes,
sounds
absolutely.
Good, Mike. Thank you very much,
all right,
buddy.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Mike Lambert helping us out here on the show. We appreciate that so, so much. I'm Dave Cirio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Interesting stuff coming out of Ford with the Bronco sales. That's interesting. Ford Bronco sales, it's been tough. So they've got a way to do it. We'll talk about that in just one second. Let's bring Mr. Craig Shipp up on the microphone. Good morning, Craig. How are you?
It is. It's a beautiful morning. We've got a great day. We've had a pretty good winter so far. You've been talking about winter there. It has not been bad.
No.
We've had some really nice days. Today's a good one. So
actually, a couple years in a row, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and I'm not complaining. This is good. So I'm going to go through a few events. Some of these we might have mentioned before, but happening now, 10th Ward's Tiki Week, the 10th Ward Distilling Company.
Okay.
That's happening now. Annual furniture sale and clearance is going on now.
You know, the test of that brewery company is if you can say the name of the company after you've had a couple beers, that you're still okay to drink.
That's correct.
if not, no, you should. Just a couple beers, that's all.
The the Frederick Record Riot, and we haven't mentioned this. This is going on at the fairgrounds. I guess there's a whole bunch of people selling records, you know.
Nice.
That's the whole thing. There's a whole group of folks that prefer vinyl, right?
Absolutely. I've always liked vinyl, yes.
So there's a whole thing going on there at the fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. We've got an adoption event, Shenandoah Shepherd Rescue, is going on today. So if you want a shepherd, German shepherd.
Oh, okay.
I guess that's what they're doing.
Or else a guy with a stake, whatever the case may be, yes.
And by the way, there's two of these going on. There's one at the Humane Society of Carroll County, another adoption event, and that's all kinds of animals.
Love it.
Then we've got WMDA 501 tournament at the Orioles Nest.
Mm-hmm.
This is a dart tournament. Okay. So do you play darts?
I've done it before, but I would not consider that I'm anywhere good at it. But, yes, I do enjoy it.
You're not going to win that tournament.
No. If that's the case, then some really bad dart throwers have shown up.
There you go. We've got, we mentioned this before, the food truck and music weekends at Linganore Wineries.
Right.
We've got a, let's see here, Heaven Culture Class, archery and combat practice. This mm-hmm. is for archers.
Yes.
Going on today at 4 p.m.
Very nice.
Dance Unlimited Studio has a event on January 21st. That's today, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So all these have been today so far. Wow, there's a lot of events. Cocktails and karaoke at Callahan's, that's also today.
You remember January used to be a slow month about activities because, you know, but that, there's a lot more things you could do inside now.
Well, you know, the problem with the reason we're having all these events posted on Facebook.com/Frederick County is because of your radio show.
Yeah,
they're
okay.
All sending me events to add to this thing.
Well, let's hope.
And so news@frederick.com is all you got to do. Send an email over. I get a bunch of them every week.
Right.
There's something called Brunch Club Labyrinth. That's going on at Warehouse Cinemas. Is Brunch Club, was that a movie or something? I don't know. I'm not hip to some of this stuff. But
Breakfast Club was, and they're doing the parody on the name.
Okay, got you. Mm-hmm. We've got Lawyer in the Library, Maryland Legal Aid. We mentioned that before. That's on the 23rd. Let me see. I'm just kind of skimming through here. Wow, Kids Eat Free at Brewer Alley. That's on the 25th. So bring your 18 kids.
There you go.
To Brewer's Alley.
All right, we got to go. I apologize. But, hey, really, thanks for keeping us informed of what's going on, mister. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch more, so people can check it out. Just go to Facebook.com/Frederick County.
You got it, Craig. Thank you, buddy.
Great show, Dave.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Craig Shipp from Frederick.com. Taking a break. We'll be right back. You ought to know on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a
WFMB News Time 10:30.
This is 9:30 WFMB and WFMB.com. Now WFMD News.
Two suspects involved in a homicide were among the five people indicted on Friday by the Frederick County Grand Jury. The panel charged 38-year-old Reuben Williams and 37-year-old Aaron Davis with first and second degree murder, armed robbery, assault, and theft for the December 31st stabbing of 41-year-old Mary Alice Stewart. Both defendants are from Union Bridge. These indictments move these cases to the circuit court, where trial dates will be scheduled. January is Human Trafficking Prevention Month. The state police say Maryland is a prime location for human trafficking.
There's three major airports. There's inexpensive bus transportation, easy access to I-95, train service along the East Coast, and general disposable income. It makes it an attractive destination for traffickers.
Spokesman Ron Snyder says it's more than just kidnapping children for use in the sex trade.
These traffickers can reach out to people online or find them in vulnerable situations, and they groom them, they manipulate them, they kind of lure them in, they defraud them for with false hope. And then they threaten them, and by that point it's too late.
Snyder says it's important for parents to talk to their children about the dangers of human trafficking and monitor their kids' online activity. They should also know the red flags that indicate their children could be victims of human trafficking, such as a lack of interest in previous activities, becoming isolated from their regular friends, and unexpected access to cash and expensive items, such as clothing and jewelry. And for details, more details, that is, on stories you hear on WFMD, you can go to our website, WFMD.com. I'm Kevin McManus on Mid-Maryland's Radio News Center, 930 WFMD.
I'm Karen McHugh. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators meeting with Ukrainian officials and President Zelensky this weekend, while some GOP members of Congress are scrutinizing continued aid for the war-torn nation. South Carolina's Lindsey Graham says,
"The Republican Party, in my view, will not abandon Ukraine, who is trying to expel a Russian invasion that, if it were successful, would turn world order upside down."
Democratic Senators Blumenthal and Whitehouse are also in Kyiv, where they say American dollars are not being wasted. Police in Fort Worth, Texas, are searching for the teenage suspect in a shooting outside a burger joint. A 16-year-old boy was killed. A 17-year-old girl is in critical condition.
There is no reason for a student in high school to be carrying a gun and shooting at another student.
Police Chief Neil Noakes. America is listening to Fox News.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and the surrounding counties for this afternoon. Mostly sunny, afternoon high about 45. Partly cloudy tonight, low 30. Tomorrow, Sunday, a slight chance of rain and snow before 10 a.m. Then look for rain, high 41. Little or no snow accumulation expected. Sunday night, rain, low around 34. Monday, a slight chance of rain before 1 p.m. Partly sunny, high 45. PJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they have got you covered. Visit pjsroofing.com. I'm Jim Tice.
Looking for the repair facility that has everything? ACE certified techs, AAA approval, expert import and domestic auto repair, light truck, medium truck, and motorhome repair. Wassler Auto Service in Taylorsville should be your choice. Dave Wassler and his staff perform BG services, install Jasper engines and transmissions with convenient hours, including Saturdays 8 to 1. Wassler Auto Service, Route 26 and 27 in Taylorsville, 410-635-8375. Wassler Auto Service, a preferred repair facility if you ought to know.
It's You Auto Know with Dave Serio on 930 WFMD.
Calls on the Talk Cars Radio Network.
Look at you do that now. You do that. You just go, meow. No, that's always been your thing. Oh, come on, just do a short one, long one, meow. Do it!
New.
What the hell was that? You sound like some anemic French guy.
Yeah.
German.
Yellow.
Chinese. Gay guy. Hey, a guy driving a blue Prius. You know what would be funny as hell? What, when this gets on Comedy Central, if the show is sponsored by Toyota? And they have no idea. One night they're watching this like, hey. He make a fun of a car. He said a car is gay. He's not gay, he gay. Let's get Godzilla to kill him.
Meow.
Some of the funny stuff from Jeff Dunham there. The peanut car sounds, that's for sure. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show you ought to know. I'm Dave Sirio. It's Saturday morning. And, of course, that means Free Talk 930 WFMD. And, of course, we've got Jose from Dynamic Automotive on the line. Jose, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, doing great. Good to be talking to you today. Todd taking another Saturday off. He's got, you know, this is getting to be a little ridiculous, you know.
Yeah, well.
Don't let him know I said
time.
That. Don't let him know I said that.
Yeah, he'll probably be joining us again next week.
Great. That sounds good. It's good to have you, by the way. You're very informative, and like me, we've got a couple of years on us, so we've been in the business for more than a day, and we can go back with a lot of crazy stuff that happened in our business, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was listening to the show earlier, and I really did like you guys talking about the new Stingray that's out there, the hybrid electric.
Yes, absolutely, the E-Ray.
The E-Ray, exactly. Yep. Very, very cool. It has an electric motor that generates 160 horsepower in addition to the
655, I think, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's slightly, it gives it slightly more performance than
the
TO6.
2.5 seconds, 0 to 60 is pretty doggone impressive. There are a lot of exotic cars from the years that aren't hybrid that have been trying to get that kind of stuff out of there. So that is very impressive.
This is an all-wheel drive vehicle.
Yep.
So it's applying those 160 horsepower torque to the front axle,
mm-hmm.
which really helps it out quite a bit.
Yep.
I understand that you can leave the neighborhood now in stealth mode in your Corvette, so you're not waking up your neighbors.
Well, that's no fun. That's the reason why you buy it, for crying out loud. Okay?
Right.
Every one of my neighbors knows I own a Pantera. Okay?
Right.
Every one of them.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, we're talking about a different direction that these modern-day exotics are taking. And as you know, Formula One racers, the race cars themselves, are also hybrid vehicles. They pack a V6 turbocharged engine with an electric variable as well. So when you're looking at Formula One racers on TV racing around the track, those are hybrid electric vehicles.
Now, a question I have for you is, does this kind of vehicle, which will be coming out of warranty in about 5 years, okay, is that going to scare you as an independent shop?
Oh, no. You know, we see a lot of hybrids right now,
mm-hmm.
and they're just nuts and bolts. Like, of course, they're a different degree of technology that we have to learn about. And, you know, in this business, it's always a challenge. It's always something new, and you get used to that. Every year, you're going to see the new stuff coming out, and it's always new and exciting. And those who choose not to go with the times, not to continue to push and learn, because in this business you have to constantly be learning, they will be left behind.
That's
and
true.
They will be left behind quickly, light years quickly, you know.
And we've mentioned many times on the air that your business, your company, Dynamic Automotive, spends an exorbitant amount of money on training for your employees. And we're not just talking about at the Napa store or at the, you know, parts store down the street. We're talking about going nationally to Vegas and to other venues that have set up national shows to just train employees. And it's not cheap, but it is.
Yeah.
It pays off in the long run.
It does, Dave. And as you know, the technology out there is so advanced, you have to do that. You really do. I mean, we're associated with shops, and these are independent shops across the USA. A couple of them are in the Minneapolis area. They're Euro shops, they're Tesla shops. These guys take a Tesla down to the battery cell. They dissect it completely, and then they hold class. on what they've discovered. What's new about the Tesla and how to diagnose it, how to fix it, and what problems they're having. So we're in deep with those kind of people that really know the inside story on these new advancements that
and
are out there.
And it's not the doomsday stuff that we got in the early 80s. Remember when the AC business made its drastic change from R12 to R134A? Every class you went to was almost like doomsday. Like, we're never going to be able to work on these things. They're going to have to go to the dealer. And
right.
And it turned out to be not true.
Not true at all.
Yep.
Yeah. You've got people out there that dig into it, learn about it. Hey, and they prove to all of us it's just nuts and bolts. It's
yep.
just a little bit different.
Exactly.
So it's the approach. It really is all about the approach.
Now, that all changes when you have a Peugeot come into your lot. That all changes.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Peugeot. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a different animal.
So we were talking about the Corvette.
Yes.
and the direction that they're going in. But, you know, this morning I just happened to be leafing through some information, and I heard about a legendary vehicle, a Challenger, called the Black Ghost.
Okay,
which
I'm going to need you to do me a favor. Let's hold on to that, because when we come
sure.
back, well, I want to talk about that. This is something that I'm not familiar with. So
okay.
So you're gonna give me information that I don't even know, and I love that, especially because
yeah,
I'm a Mopar
great.
Guy. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. So hang in, Jose. We'll be right back in just a little bit, taking care of that for you, okay?
Okie dokie.
We'll be right back, folks.
If you heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow!
The results on ethanol corrosion are in, and it's not pretty. 10 of the top automakers say unless you bought a flex fuel engine, they won't warranty ethanol damage. That's why AAA says don't use it. But most states mandate ethanol in every gallon, so you can bet it's in your tank now. There's a defense against ethanol corrosion. It's called BG Ethanol Defense and available at over 20,000 shops. Find one now at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Remember these two letters. BG.
In the race of everyday life, it's nice to have the green flag. But if you hit drivetrain problems, professional drivers like you trust Jasper Engines and Transmissions. A Jasper remanufactured engine, transmission, or differential costs less than replacing your vehicle and comes with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide transferable warranty. So get the green flag in your race of everyday life with Jasper. To find an installer near you, visit jasperengines.com.
Dynamic Automotive is an industry leader in automotive repair. Since 1995, Dynamic Automotive has established a coveted reputation as an honest, responsible, and competitive automotive repair shop. Whether it's the installation of BG products, Jasper engines, or help with the maintenance of your vehicle, find them at dynamicautomotive.net or call 301-694-6250. Dynamic Automotive, where customers become friends and a preferred repair facility of You Oughta Know.
Visit any one of Dynamic Automotive's 5 locations in Libertytown, Frederick, Newmarket, Emmitsburg, and Urbana.
Tim.
What?
Here.
Here at Hafer's Guns, we make silencing that easy. With a huge inventory of in-stock suppressors in each location, in-house photographs and fingerprints, and electronic forms, heck, we can even look at threading your barrel, too. Shh. Do you hear it? Neither do we. Hafer's Guns, proud to be your one-stop gun shop, including your suppressor and NFA needs, now with two locations.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
BG. Are you looking for the best path to achieving your educational and career goals? Let Frederick Community College help you get there with a flexible, affordable education. Our full-time and part-time options mean you can plan your classes around your busy schedule. Daytime, evening, and weekend classes are available in person, online, and in hybrid formats to best meet your learning style. FCC costs about half the price of many four-year schools. Whether you want to earn a degree, prepare to transfer, or enter the workforce, FCC has more than 85 program options to meet your area of interest. Spring registration is now open for all programs. Register today at Frederick.edu.
Make a New Year's resolution that's easy to keep. Help protect your identity and finances with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock detects identity threats you may miss on your own. And if you become a victim, LifeLock will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS.
It's easy to remember. Wherever you listen, on the radio, on the app, on your computer, Bluetooth, or Alexa, WFMD.
Can't afford to drive their car. Oh, yeah, next time you're walking along, somebody gets in your way, butts in line, steps on your foot, you just go, hey. Now, you can put this on your buggy down to the grocery store to clear the fat ladies out of the candy aisle. Or if you're just buying a few items, you're going through that 10 and under express lane, somebody ahead of you with a dozen eggs, you just go, that's 12 items. Get out, Dick. Hey, Peggy, this would be pretty good for snakes, wouldn't it? Or maybe you girls are downtown late at night. You're a little bit afraid. You got to get to your car, got to go down a dark alley. Just go like this. They'll think you're a VW. You still might get stripped, but it's a different offense, you see.
Oh, we lost him last year. That is Gallagher and the Honker. Of course, that works out pretty well. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning. You ought to know, 10 to 11 on Free Talk 930 WFMD. With me, I have Jose from Dynamic Automotive. Jose, once again, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave. How are you, sir?
Great. Before we start talking about the black ghost that you're talking about, first of all, I want to say, really impressed with Dodge and all the ingenuity they've come up with, taking the last hurrah of the Dodge Challenger and making a lot of different things on there. The Dodge Challenger, by the way, was the best-selling pony car in 2022, more cars than the Mustang and the Camaro. And Mustang and Camaro both have coupes and convertibles, which the Challenger only has a coupe. But Mr. Mike Lambert has a question for you. He wants your opinion on the four-cylinder turbos that they're now putting in the full-size trucks. What do you think?
Oh, you know, Ford did this a couple of years ago with a V6.
The EcoBoost, yep.
The EcoBoost, dual turbocharged EcoBoost. And, you know, when it comes to trucks and pulling, torque is really necessary, high torque. And you get torque from big cubic inches usually, and here again I'm going to join your club, the old guys club. Get off my lawn. I think that if you're going to be pulling a trailer, man, you do want the cubic inches underneath the hood. I'm not a big believer in hyperventilating a V6 or a four-cylinder to really do the same job as a big cubic inch engine.
Now, if you're using it as a people mover, not a bad idea.
People mover, cool. Yep. You know, it's light. It probably will accelerate very well. But if you're pulling a trailer, a boat, a utility, trailer, you want some big torque. You want some cubic inches under the hood. Of course, you're going to spend gas too.
Yep.
But that's, you know, you don't buy a truck for economy. You buy a truck to work.
A utility purpose. Absolutely. I'm agreeing with you 100%. And by the way, Mike always says hi.
Yeah, it's always good to hear Mike on the air. And Michael, if you're listening, hello, my friend. Good to. I hope you're enjoying Pennsylvania. It's always good to hear you every Saturday.
That sounds good. All right, let's talk about the Black Ghost. Tell me about it.
So I just discovered this morning. It is all about a 1970 Dodge Challenger that used to prowl the streets of Detroit and at night. And would bring out all the other street racers,
mm-hmm.
and would make handy work of them, beat them up and down, yep. and then disappear into the night. And it became a legend.
The Hemi 426, and probably.
It was a Hemi 426 V8 powered Challenger.
Just saw one last night.
Yeah.
At the show that I was at, just saw one.
And it was driven by Gregory Quails, who was an enlisted in the Army, a veteran, mm-hmm. and you know, it ran for a couple of years, I understand, made quite an impact on the Detroit population, the racing Detroit population,
right.
and then it sort of faded away. He had re-enlisted, and come to discover this gentleman was also a motorcycle police officer for Detroit.
Okay. Okay.
So, you know, at night he would go out and have a little bit of fun. You mm-hmm. know, cops know how to have fun as
well.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, of course, he had to keep it quiet and all that. So he mm-hmm. became a legend. Now, he passed away in 2015, mm-hmm. and the car was passed on to his son, who has mm-hmm. kept it in its original state for many, many years. And now I understand that the car is going to be going up for auction this May through a Mecum auction that's going to be held in Indianapolis.
Yep, that's a very big one. The Kissimmee one just ended, and that's a huge auction too. 427 Corvettes, just Corvettes, went through the Mecum Kissimmee auction in a 15-day period.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. So, yes, yeah, so this event is going to be held between May 12th and the 20th. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that, how many days is that? My goodness.
That's 9 days.
Of cars rolling through the block there and being auctioned off.
Kissimmee was 15 days this year.
That's amazing.
Thousands of cars. It's unbelievable. It really is. And, boy, you would never know that there's some areas of the country are getting hit hard with the economy and inflation and all that. You don't hear about it there. It's amazing. These people spending some unbelievable money on these cars.
Yes, and you see some extraordinary vehicles passing through the auction block there.
Did you see the guy that took a 2019 Hellcat or 2020 Hellcat, one of those two? He took this Hellcat and decided to make a 69 Charger appearance. I am telling you, I'm usually not for that, okay? I'm not for altering vehicles. Oh, my Lord, did he do a great job on this car. This car looked just like a 69 Charger that's beefed up. It's a little wider because the Hellcat's a little wider than the original Charger. But, man, he used carbon fiber panels all around.
And I did see that. And made it himself. That was an amazing automobile. The vehicle was a little bit wider by 3 or 4 inches,
right.
and it was all carbon fiber. It actually weighed like 400 pounds less than the original vehicle.
Yep.
And it had a 6.2-liter Hemi in it that generated in excess of 800 horses or something like that.
No, 717. Had a Hellcat.
717.
Yep.
Yes.
Amazing. Yeah. What a beautiful car. And it didn't even sell. $235,000 was the high bid, and the bid went on. So the guy was asking a lot. But I saw the work that went into that. I can't blame him a bit. First of all, you got to start off with an $80,000 car, okay, and then take it apart and redo it. Unbelievable job. Beautiful car.
These creators of these vehicles, they are true artists.
Yes.
In their own right.
Interior and exterior. I mean, the interior looked like a Charger. He did a great job with it. He really did. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
the interior did look like a Hellcat.
Do.
He didn't change the interior. He kept the Hellcat interior. But it was just that beautiful of a car. Wow.
So this Black Ghost
yes.
is going to be hitting the Mecum auction, and it is currently valued at roughly $350,000. 1974 26 Challenger valued at that high.
Well, it may get more than that, because some of the 426 Hemi cars, if they're original, okay, meaning the car came from the factory with a 426
exactly.
Hemi, have been getting
yeah.
over $1 million. So,
from what I understand, Mr. Godfrey, actually, Mr. Quayles, went ahead and spec'd this car out. It was a special order car directly from Dodge, and it is pretty much stock.
I'm saying it's going to be close to seven figures.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We'll see.
Really, really cool stuff.
Yep. All right. We got about 3 minutes, sir. I'd love to have you talk about the five locations of Dynamic Automotive.
So if you need repair or service on your vehicle and you're in the Liberty Town area, please give Todd or Scott a call at 301-694-6250. They are located at 11931 Main Street, Liberty Town, Maryland. Hours of operation for all of our locations, 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. Now, if you're in the Newmarket, Imesville area, give Lee or Sarah a call at 301-694-5460. They are located at 10530 Old National Pike, same hours of operation. Our largest location is located in beautiful Urbana at 8824 Urbana Church Road. That facility boasts a 4-bay quick lube and a 9-bay repair shop. Give Paul or Stu or Dwayne a call at 301-874-8833. They'll take good care of you over there. And then Big Bobby Allen handles our Frederick location at 11 Bike Court. You can call him or Courtney at 301-662-3300. Our Emmitsburg store is led by Adam Trawick. Adam can take good care of you. He is located at 20 Creamery Way, Emmitsburg, Maryland. Give him a call at 301-447-2800. And if you mention Dave Serio or the show, you ought to know, we will be glad to do a DVI inspection free of charge. And that inspection includes pictures, videos, a complete workdown on your vehicle. Just mention Dave Serio or the show, you ought to know. We'll be happy to do it free of charge. Thank you, Mr. Dave.
Well, thank you, sir. Perfect timing. Appreciate that. Jose, have a wonderful week. Tell Todd we said hi, and we look forward to talking to both of you next Saturday morning.
Thank you, my friend. Take care. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll see you next week.
Sounds good, buddy. Jose from Dynamic Automotive. I'm Dave Serio. The show's been called You Ought to Know, and we're all done for today, but we're looking forward to hopefully joining you next Saturday morning, Lord willing. You guys have a great day, and thanks again for being a part of You Ought to Know and Free Market.